On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yes, it's Tory Wednesday. They both begin with a W.
That's right. I have shifted people.
Hey, there she is.
Here I is.
Well, there's the phone, too.
You and your phone.
Well, we're not going to
talk.
You're
the most popular person I know.
No, that's not true.
Well, in my case, it's true.
I get one call a day only when I'm doing something. If I'm not doing anything, I come on calls,
right.
Nothing will happen.
It's the universe. The universe knows.
It does know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, good for you. Well, how's Tori today?
Tori feels 10 pounds lighter.
Tori has had a physical change to her.
I'm always physically changing. Your body changes and your brain changes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as, my physical outward appearance.
Yes, she had her nostrils widened and...
I did not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God.
I thought that was it.
Are they that big? Oh, my God.
No.
I'm going to be self-conscious.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, oh my God. God. Oh, my God.
Of all the things they had to enlarge.
Your hair is a little bit shorter than mine now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I lopped it all off. Well, I had someone else do it. I didn't do it myself.
Did you go to professional lopper?
Yeah, I did.
Cindy?
I think her name was Jess. Cindy, I don't get that. Lopper.
Cindy Lopper.
Oh, I see.
Oh, come
you did
on,
there.
Tori.
Yeah, because we just want to have fun.
Get out of here. Oh, you just don't even know it.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. Well, it looks very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel younger and more free and more nimble.
Younger?
Well, the hair was weighing me down, man. It was cramping my style. It was out of control. And I could have no more of it. That's what I do. When I get to the end of my rope, my hair goes. Mm. Someone on my Facebook said, did you cut your hair again?
Oh.
I do.
Wise asses.
I do that, though.
How's the Facebook going? You get so upset about the Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Oh, my goodness. I miss my social media minute when Mike Pave used to sing it. That was great. Yeah. But, yeah.
I wish I could. I mean, you can find that.
Social media minute, something like that. He had a little catchy little jingle.
I can find it.
Can you?
Yeah.
And use it without his permission.
Oh, it's not. He doesn't care.
I know.
He doesn't care about that.
But I'm going to take some more people off.
I don't sue anybody or anything.
I'm going to take another 20 people off in like 4 weeks, I think.
Uh-oh.
I'm targeting people that I want to remove from Facebook.
Do you have like a tick-off calendar?
This time I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What, Tori, why do you have it if it bothers you so much?
Because it's social media. It's how you talk to people these days. Everything's electronic. You got to change with the times.
I can't do it.
Well,
you know,
you can't.
With my video business, such as it is, I was talking to the marketing guy who I'm not going to be paying anymore, and I said, and he says to me, you're not spending enough money in social media. I said, well, I have a Facebook account. He says, no. He says, you have to invest in it. You have to grow it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's social media. I'm not doing things for my friends. I'm running a business. He says, no, your business goes through social media. And I still can't figure that out.
It's true, but I think it's way abused. I have all these friends that want me to like these pages all the time, and I don't really care about these pages.
Uh-huh.
I don't care about that business. I don't care about any of it, and most people don't. It's a pain when you get that thing, so I'm afraid to send anybody anything to like. But, once in a while, it catches on, and it's a good thing to have. It's very popular. And it's very necessary, and it's,
I don't understand. If there's a business that's on Facebook, I almost don't want to deal with the business. Like, what are you doing? Your business, why are you chatting?
Oh, I see what you mean. But it's still, there's pages that are just like, that you like.
Mm.
I hate to say like that you like, but that's true. It's just
I could call my friend. I could call 100 of my friend, 100 of the people that I know. And say, write a nice review about me. And they say, well, I've never used your business.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay, we'll make something up. And then you got a page that's like, oh, everybody loves your company. But you could suck.
It means nothing.
Maybe you've never even done a job before.
That reminds me of LinkedIn. That's another website, which is just mostly for networking.
Correct.
And I have a LinkedIn. And it's funny because people it's called endorsing you.
Yes.
They endorse you or
correct.
Something. And they've never met me.
Correct.
But I think the point is there, they want to get their little picture and their name as the last person to endorse you so someone sees their picture and they're just doing it for themselves. It's a selfish reason to promote anyone these days because they're just trying to get seen on your page, believe it or not.
Yeah, I do believe it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I endorse people too just for the heck of it, but I don't really use LinkedIn because I don't really work.
But you've just said it. You've just said my entire point is mm-hmm. people endorse someone just because they know them. They have no idea that their business is good or bad or shifty or horrible.
Guess who endorsed me, though?
Uh-oh.
Our mutual friend.
Really?
On LinkedIn. I was shocked.
Don't say the name.
I won't, but you know who I mean.
Yeah, well, I do now.
It just came out of the blue like a week ago. I forgot to tell you.
I didn't know he was.
You know, he's like that, isn't he?
I don't know. I never noticed that. I know he's like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like all of it.
Yeah. Like and like
Jolly Green
that.
Giant. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
But he endorsed me.
Careful.
For entertaining. I am entertaining.
How often, how recently was this endorsement?
Like a week to 10 days ago.
This is very strange to me.
I'm entertaining. Someone must know I'm entertaining. This proves it then. If they think I'm entertaining, oh my God, I must be freaking Joan Rivers or something.
You are
rest in peace. I love Joan Rivers. I don't watch Fashion Police. I hope it sinks and goes away because it's
it
ridiculous.
Did. It will.
Good.
Did you hear what happened there?
I've heard different things. No, and
I
I've heard
either.
Different things, and it's yeah. Goodbye. She yeah. was the show. That's all.
That's right. I can't think of one circumstance on any television show that when the star
the
left
main
or died,
left, it stayed.
Well, that it was half as successful as it was
yeah,
in its original form.
Because that was the show.
Even
the
Two and a Half Men, which had a
oh,
good
Charlie
three.
Sheen.
Yeah. You know, he left for horrible purposes.
Right.
And Ashton Kutcher was
he
a
was
big
the most
deal.
Interesting thing on that show. So that's why it went down.
Started or, going.
Is it going down? I don't even know.
Yeah. All well, right. It's over.
And the kid grew up.
February was
when
the last
When kids
show.
Grow up, yeah. What are you going to do? That's like Harry Potter. I mean, they start as kids,
well,
and
kid
that's the point.
But he wasn't intricate to the plot, really.
But it's Two and a Half Men. He's the half, right?
Yeah, but see, that point didn't matter anymore. Well, yeah,
I watched a few episodes, and it was
men.
On.
Yeah, yeah,
hey, speaking
right.
of watching things, you're going to like this.
Uh-huh.
Lifetime. And the only reason I watched it, Lifetime. I know that's your baby, your channel.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Tori.
Yes, what?
Well, what do you mean it's my channel? I watch some of the Lifetime movies.
And you admit this.
You make it sound like that I just sit there all day with my mouth open
and
drool coming out.
I don't know that you don't. But besides that.
You don't know that I don't?
Besides
you mean
that.
You don't know that I do.
All right,
that's fine.
What I mean.
All right. Oh, God.
But Lifetime. Okay.
Oh, my God.
They have this new series. And the only reason I like it is because Christina Ricci. Oh my God, she is a goddess. Uh-huh. She is so amazing.
Right.
And she doesn't even look 35.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She's talented. Black Snake Moan. Mm. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Like a movie about me. No. But anyway, so there's Lizzie Borden, the Lizzie Borden Chronicles.
Right.
So it's from Fall River. It's from here. It's, you know, classic, you know, history. Yeah. And she's in it. And I thought, oh, I have to check this out.
Mm.
And what makes it different, I think, and good is that they use like a modern soundtrack.
Huh?
In the, for the music, I like that. So they mix it up with some
how,
like The Walking Dead did.
Sinatra. I mean, how modern are we talking about?
No, like now. Sinatra's
now.
Gone.
Like
he's not
right
modern.
Now? Okay.
Yeah, like some sick beats.
Like Imagine Dragons. What do they call those things?
Imagine Dragons. No, I don't even think they're. This is way better than them. Even
okay.
the beat is great.
Wow.
So it's good like that.
Good.
And like Michael Ironside died within the first 2 minutes. He was like a main character.
I remember
guess.
Ironside with Raymond Burr.
No, that's a different thing. Michael Ironsides, he's in different things.
Is that Raymond Burr's son?
No, he's no relation.
Okay.
But he died like right away and he got shot to death in the first episode, like right away. And I'm like, wow, they don't mess around here.
No.
Like the Hurt Locker.
I hope he had a good contract.
Yeah.
Tori, I want to clear something up. Mm-hmm.
Is it the Lifetime thing?
Okay. Yeah.
Go on. I knew it was. Go on.
Well, of course. What else would I care about?
Clearing up lots of things.
All I ever said was that Lifetime movies, some of them actually move me to the point of tears.
Well, that's normal.
But I never said that all I do is watch Lifetime movies.
I didn't say that all you do is that, but I said you do that. I said do. You do that. You admit it. That's okay. There's probably a support group for that, too. We've talked about support groups.
I think most people will admit to things if they were just honest enough.
And it's not really that bad. It's not like doing drugs. It's just doing Lifetime.
It kind of is,
fine.
Actually.
Because
you kind of have to watch those things.
What bothers me about them is they're so sappy, and the acting is horrible, and the story is terrible.
Yep.
So that's why I can't bring myself to do it. But when I ever saw this Lizzie Borden thing, then. And I don't, I mean, don't insult you or anything. Lots of just, people watch them.
What I don't understand about the Lifetime channel and Lifetime movies is that it's always about women in peril.
Right.
So women are always knocked down to their knees. Mm-hmm. They're raped, mm-hmm. maligned, pursued.
But then they come back?
They come back at the but only within the last minute and a half of the movie.
Okay.
Have you noticed that? At the if you watch a Lifetime movie at 5 minutes to the hour,
right.
there will be the ultimate peril and climax. And all the way up until about a minute and a half to the top of the hour, mm-hmm. it'll start resolving itself. And just as the cops come and rescue somebody or another girl or a guy rescues the person in trouble, the credits are actually rolling over them already.
Hmm.
So it wraps up very, very fast.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And those are the movies.
Those are the movies, but it's always a woman in peril.
Right.
So they empower the woman by knocking her down first. And I thought that's some of an... It shouldn't be called the Lifetime Empowerment channel. It should be called Let's Knock the Woman Down to Her Feet and Let Her Crawl Back
Up
channel.
Well, they can't call it that. It's too long and complicated. It's going to offend people.
It's
not practical. But this, anyway, this what I was watching wasn't even a movie. It's a series they have.
Yeah.
So this is the first episode. So now I have to watch 10 episodes or something.
Good.
Every week.
Good.
But I get it on the internet, so I don't even watch commercials. So I'm done in 41 minutes.
That's the way it should be.
Right.
Did you hear my show yesterday about women in Massachusetts?
I heard part of your show. I forget what that had to do with.
Massachusetts is number third state in the country mm-hmm. where it's good for a woman to live. It's a top three states.
I don't disagree with that.
Top three states where women can be successful.
Right, the whole South is out. Cross that off your list.
Totally out.
Right.
Totally out.
Don't do it.
Done, finished.
And now Indiana. Some of the other states are getting, Indiana's kind of Midwest.
Yeah.
I never liked that place.
Yeah.
I've never been there, though.
Well, you know how I feel about the South. I mean, they're lovely, lovely people. There's a certain attraction to vapidness.
Yeah, and religion, unfortunately.
All right. All right, there you have that. Hey, how do you feel about the death penalty? Not for me or anything, but just in general.
I think under certain circumstances, it's warranted. And I know people disagree with that, and I know people agree with that. Mm. But I don't think you should just start, lopping off heads like it's freaking France. No.
Like Cindy Lauper again.
Yeah, with this lopping business.
Lopping. This is, I guess, the theme of the show?
Okay.
Lopping?
But, yeah, that's probably a good way. I think lethal injection, though, is like the standard, isn't it?
Yeah, what you do is when you put somebody to death you just say, well, we're just going to extract your tooth and put you out for a few minutes.
Well, they're not buying that. They've already done something horrible. Right, they deserve it. If they've done something that horrible to deserve that,
I thought you could kind of do that.
See, I'm not exactly totally liberal. Mm. You know that. And I think that some people got to go. They've just got to, I think
agree
you
with
just
you.
Shove them off a cliff.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you entirely.
Into a big pit.
I do not believe that certain people are... it's possible to change their head, to change their chemical composition of evil.
Mm-hmm.
You can't rehabilitate everybody. You usually can't rehabilitate anybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got the power to take somebody's life multiple times at that, then you really need to remove from the planet, but not so we can make you better, but so we can save ourselves from you.
Oh, absolutely.
Keep us out of danger. It's not about you. It's about me.
Well, is it a correctional institute or a penal institute?
It's penal.
It's punishing.
It's penal.
That's right. It's punishment. Yeah. Why is it correct? Why do they call it correctional? You're not correcting anybody. In fact, you're probably teaching them more tricks while they're behind bars. They're meeting other people. They have a set of skills. Oh, now I'm learning this as well. Good.
Their community is those that are rotten and dangerous. That's the community in which they exist.
Right.
And the guards are pretty hard on them, too.
My uncle was a guard up in Dannemora.
Yeah. Someone's got to do
upstate New York.
I don't think they walk around with smiles on their face going, how you doing, Joe? How you doing?
No, they plot. He used to say they used to plot to kill the guards. It was the most stressful job he ever had.
So it's really a breeding ground of, it's where the cockroaches breed.
Hmm.
So, yes, I believe that they should not ever be back on the streets. I think penal colonies, I think jails, etc., are not to make those better people when they leave, but to save me from having them in my neighborhoods and in my face.
And you know what's scary? Imagine how many people they haven't caught that are just running around right now.
Imagine all the people that they do let go who are running around right now.
I'm getting depressed. This is supposed to be funny. Now I'm going to be bummed out because it's like serial killers lurking in my back door right now.
No, they're not, Tori.
Peeking in my window. That's why I close my curtains.
That's one of the few places that they don't go.
Where? Brockton?
No, your back door. I'm just saying. Because we've got Sarnov, Shmarnov, Flargov, Sarnay.
Jarnov?
Sarnov.
Right.
Whatever.
Right. Oh, we're going to get into dicey territory here. You're talking about the Marathon Bomber, right? Yes. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, the trial is over. They're now deliberating. And obviously he's going to be found guilty.
But Massachusetts doesn't have a death penalty.
It's unfortunately. It's a federal case.
That's right.
It's a federal case taking place in Boston. It's Boston federal, Massachusetts federal.
I still doubt he's going to get the death penalty. That's my I do two too. Cents.
All it takes is one.
I never thought he would.
I agree with you. He could get the death. He should get the death penalty because he did what he did.
Premeditated,
his only defense is that his brother talked him into it.
The brother was a piece of
yes,
poop.
He was bad. And the brother probably did lead the way.
Oh, absolutely.
But here's what the damning evidence is. If I were a juror, mm-hmm. they took the jury down to the boat in Arlington.
Watertown.
Watertown. Mm-hmm, right. That's why I'd be a horrible juror. I wouldn't even know what town I'm in.
I watched that on TV. Like I was.
Yeah, me too.
I was glued to the television.
Glued to that?
It was so riveting.
That was real.
Oh my gosh.
Television.
I have chills even remembering it. Yeah.
It wasn't a reality show.
No, it was scary, real.
It was real
scary.
Stuff. Anyway, because reality shows are not real.
They're not that stupid.
So they find the guy in a boat, and what they showed the jurors was what Sarnoff had scribbled on the wall of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was basically, he was admitting that America deserves this.
Yeah, again, I don't know who
but he
scribbled what
it
where.
It wasn't his brother. I it was
know.
He that scribbled
but, again,
it.
But that could be hearsay. We didn't see him scrolling it.
Oh,
what if somebody else did it?
Oh, he was it. That's the way the cops found it.
I hate to be
it.
That.
No, they found it. They found it. When they removed him.
That's what they say. Do we have pictures of it? Do we have evidence of it?
Yeah, they do.
Does it corrupt?
Yeah, they do.
You know,
they actually do. Yes, they do.
Like the OJ glove. Was it planted there?
No, they have evidence.
Sometimes cops do things. I don't always trust
it. It's not a lot. It was just not one cop.
I'm not saying he's not guilty. I'm saying sometimes evidence finds its way in the craziest ways, and I don't always trust everything.
He
I'm sorry. I'm not going to trust.
What else are you going to do when you're lying in a boat?
In the legal system. Seriously. It's just all contrived.
Well, anyway. That's the most damning piece of evidence. And he's not saying that he didn't scribble it.
Right.
So that to me is like, that's his brother didn't scribble that. He did. And his brother was dead. So it's not like he should have scribbled. I'm sorry. My brother made me do all of this. That's what he should have scribbled. The guy had half a brain.
The whole thing that doesn't compute to me. Just scribble anything. It just does not make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And
I don't know where he got
some things we'll never know. And I know, people just want to believe everything they hear anyway.
Mm.
That I heard that, that's true. Okay. Well, I don't subscribe to that.
All right. I also believe in the death penalty.
Okay. My dad did too. When my dad ran for attorney general against Francis Bellotti, that was his promo, was he's going to bring the death penalty back. People didn't want that.
Is that why you say that you're not entirely liberal, because you believe in the death penalty?
That's one reason.
Because I agree with you 1,000%.
I have nothing against guns.
1,000%.
There's lots of things.
I believe the only privilege that you have on this earth is not to kill other people, not to ruin the privileges of another by taking their life on purpose. Then you don't belong here.
Right.
And we can't go to other planets and stuff. There's no like Australia on Pluto or anything. So I'm afraid you'll have to leave. That's the way I look at it.
A ditch. Big ditch. Dig it. Push him off. Ugh. But anybody that hurts a child too. I just really can't. Where I'd have to.
You have to have the capability to do that. Once you have that capability, I can no longer trust you in any way, shape, or form.
Right, but it's been a cycle. They've been abused. They're going to abuse children. Yeah. It's just going to keep growing.
It's
going to go on and on.
It's a mental sickness.
Please lock them up. Please don't let them breed. Yeah. Oh.
Now, you know that in the United States, for federal death row, people who are to be who are found guilty and are on death row, put to death, only 3 people have been executed in the history of this. Only 3.
And where is this again?
Federal
system.
Federal system.
Wow.
Yeah. Timothy McVeigh was one of them.
Right, Oklahoma City.
So not a lot.
No.
And a lot of them sit on death row for decades.
And he was a white guy, let's keep in mind.
Timothy I looked at that about, because I thought, well, are we profiling here? There are as many whites, pretty close to as many whites, blacks, Hispanics. It's a pretty even mix of people that do this stuff.
Right.
All right. Wow, serious talk.
Wow, this was a real bummer.
It's like we had alcohol or something.
I just had coffee. I don't know. Yeah, well, if I have alcohol, I'm going to be funny. I'm definitely not going to be serious.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You don't get introspective?
Oh, no.
I don't either.
I laugh.
Yeah.
Everything's a big joke.
It is a big joke.
So, well, that's
I agree
true.
With you. Yeah. I agree with you. All right, Tori, what else is new? Do you know the person who lopped your hair personally?
No, I never met her.
Never before?
No.
You went to a new place and said, lop my hair off?
I did.
Why?
I do that.
Why'd you do that? Do you know anybody in the business?
Yeah.
Did you purposely not want to go to somebody you knew?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. I you know.
Interesting. You really wanted fresh, new everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
I do. So then you can handle it. Plus, people if they don't know you,
yeah.
they will listen to you more instead of saying, "Oh, I know what would look better on
you."
No,
you're right. You're right.
You know,
yeah,
I don't need that.
Right,
just
right,
you listen
right.
to me.
Yeah.
And they did.
That's a good point.
And she did exactly what I wanted.
Mm.
This is the result.
It's nice.
Thank you.
It's nicely, evenly done. It's not a lop job.
No, it's not. I found a picture on the internet. I looked and looked, and I found a nice picture. And people, yeah. you know, it's so corny when you go, "Oh, I want to look just like this." Well, uh-huh. I know I can look just like this. Uh-huh. It's not out of the realm of possibility
sure
for
not.
Me.
Sure
so
not.
I said, "It doesn't look difficult. Just yeah. do it." And she did it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think we all need a change.
It's the time. Why not? It's April. April has always been an interesting month for me. Do you know a year ago last night where I was?
No.
I came into WXBR the next week and told you all about it pretty much. Yeah. I was
well,
at
I
a,
don't remember which one
a
it
hookah
was.
Bar, the hookah lounge.
Oh, I remember that. A hookah nanny.
Yeah, the hookah thing. I was there a year ago last night and wandering the streets of Orlando with my daughter till like 3 a.m. It was bizarre. It was so cool. Met a guy looked just like James Franco. I have a picture. He does. And it was great. It was a place called Kush, and I would go back there in a minute. It was great. So that was my last April. And other things I won't talk about.
Right.
But now it's April again. Here we are, April. What have you got in store for me this year?
So April's significant for you.
It always is. There's something that happens.
Mm.
And it's we just started out.
You know what's significant for me every year?
What?
The winter.
Oh, that sucks.
January and February. And this year it happened to be weather related.
Oh, my God.
But
yeah.
In previous years, it's been things like I got sick or
oh.
or I... Or someone I know had to have an operation.
Right. So you don't like winter?
That kind of thing.
Right.
Things seem to happen in the dead of winter. And then from like April through Christmas, everything's like nice.
Really?
Usually.
That's scary for you.
Yeah. It's almost like a harbinger.
Yeah.
So when Christmas comes and some people are singing around the campfire.
Oh, you're shaking.
I'm shaking like a leaf.
What's coming up?
Yeah. Here we go. My last days of joy.
That's right. Well, I did see you Christmas.
Yeah.
You seemed okay.
I seemed okay, but in the back of my mind. And when was
As was
when
I.
did you not see this?
Yeah, the drinking makes it all better. Let's all remember that.
Well, yeah, I think that should be on the side of every single glass of,
it has
of
to be.
Cocktail glass.
There shouldn't be any warning
no,
labels in alcohol.
Shouldn't.
It should be like encouraging labels.
Yeah.
Buy me. Drink me.
Buy
like
me.
Alice in Wonderland.
Sip me. I'll make everything better.
Yes.
But be responsible.
Oh, yes.
Responsibly sip me.
I do.
And not while you're not driving. You can't do
I
it
don't.
When you're driving.
Cause, I don't.
Because then I'm on the road and I don't want your
That's
your
right.
car on
you're
my
gonna
face.
You're going to kill us.
Yeah.
Stop it.
But in the privacy of your home... Drink all you want and bang 50 people if you want to. I just totally don't care.
Not even people. Who
but
knows what you're
yeah,
doing? We
don't
know
care.
Your kink.
I mean, keep your shades drawn, by
yeah,
the way, too,
that,
because,
right.
you know, otherwise I don't want to hear it.
Right.
And I don't want to hear your loud music, you kids, today.
Oh, that's another thing I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
My neighbors.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know them.
On your quiet street?
On my quiet
we won't
street.
Say where that is.
Right, but they only moved in a few months ago.
Oh.
So they're new people.
Oh, boy.
And it's not that they're loud on purpose, because they're not. They just hire people to work on their house, and the workers are loud.
Oh, I see
loud.
What you're saying.
They have more money than God, apparently.
I understand.
And they just keep hiring people to make fart noises outside. That's the only way I can describe it.
They could hire me.
I will show you. I will bring you there, and you will listen. I can prove this.
Yeah.
It's a pump of some sort that goes... It does something like that,
yeah.
and it's annoying me. It's been going on since last week.
The actual fart noises.
Yeah, I heard it again this morning. I want to get the hell out of there. I'm like, of all the now I have to be home all day and listen to this?
But they're working on the house.
Something, yeah, they're working on something.
Yeah.
Man, that's a loud ring.
I know.
What are you, deaf?
What?
Why does it have to be so loud?
What?
You're like my dad.
What? Oh, thank you.
He listened to the Red Sox game at full blast yesterday.
It's what every guy likes to hear. You're like my dad.
Well, he can't hear, and he makes the TV blast and blast and blast and blast. And I heard the Red Sox for like 3 hours yesterday. Doesn't he have a job? Go to work, Dad. Stop watching the Red Sox in the middle of the day. That's what retired well, people do.
He doesn't have a job. I don't know him.
He makes his own schedule.
Well, then he wanted to watch the game.
Well, it's fart That's noises something. And Red Sox and
yeah, you're in a bad place.
I am.
The people next door working on their house, that won't go on forever.
I guess. Well, they have that money. They like spending it. People with money like to spend it. They don't like to save it. They like to spend it.
Well, they just moved in, and they probably said, we'll buy the house, but we're going to have to put in a new kitchen or whatever they're doing. Yeah. I have no idea.
And then those trucks that make the beep-beep noises when they back up.
Yeah.
4:45 every day. Beep-beep. Yeah. Even drives my mother crazy. Yeah. And my mother's a very nice lady. Nothing drives her crazy. She even says, oh, that truck.
Yeah.
So listen up, people. You're annoying my nice the mom with your
beeps.
Truck.
The backup beeps. Yeah. Well, because they have to warn people behind the truck because they can't see people behind the truck.
What a stupid thing that was ever done.
They should have beeping in front of the truck.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, maybe they're not running over kids in the back, but they shouldn't be doing it in the front.
It's obnoxious.
It's terrible. Everything's terrible.
People are obnoxious.
They really are. I mean, there needs to be, look, I'm for gated communities, and all the people that are quiet and respectful live in this part of town, and all the others live on that side
of town.
Like
55 and over, too. Yeah. They have those places, right?
Yes, they do. Now, there are some assholes over 55, don't get me wrong.
You're right.
But you're not going to hear any little screaming kids going on.
But they'll visit them. They'll come visit them.
Yeah, well, that shouldn't be allowed. If you want to visit the screaming kids, you have to go to their house. I really think it. 55, the kid's not 55, they're not allowed on the compound.
On
the compound.
The correctional facility.
You can't get past the guards if you're under 55.
Juvenile delinquents.
You know, I think that's the way it should be. Right. Hell, they're not going to give people jobs over 55. There's no way they should let those people.
That's depressing.
It is.
Can't get a job over 55?
Well, you can, but what kind of job that going to be?
Walmart greeter.
Welcome to Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did you find everything you were looking for? No. How about life? How about
that? That's the worst. Yeah. Oh, my God. But you know what? They're happy doing it, I bet, because they're meeting people. And they're spreading germs. They've got to be happy.
They're meeting people.
Yeah, they're shaking their gross hands, too.
I don't think they greet to that extent. I don't think they
give them
a hug and stuff.
Some old people are lonely. Some old people are very lonely.
Well, sure. A lot of them have lost their spouses, and their families won't talk to them anymore.
They feel useful. They're standing in a stupid Walmart. They feel useful. Life has come to that, has it? God, I'd be more depressed, wouldn't you?
Tori, I don't know how old you are, but and I haven't reached it yet, but I'm starting to feel like I don't want to do anything, but yet when I don't do anything, I'm like bored. So like I want to do something.
That's normal.
It is.
Well, it happens to everyone of all ages.
I felt like this at 23. I felt like that, by the way. I got
to
be honest.
Some people are teenagers bored too. They go,
I'm
bored. I don't want something to do.
I have a lot of drive,
right.
But I don't do anything.
Yeah, I get that way.
Yeah.
That's our curse.
I want to conquer the world, but I don't want to get up off my ass to do it.
They have to come and knock on your door and say, would you like to conquer the world?
You conquer me now.
Yeah. See, it works. It doesn't work that way. I'm still waiting.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful life where you just answer the door and go, okay, I'm next to be conquered, Ron. Oh, come on in.
Well,
actually, don't even come in.
Right.
I'll conquer you on my front lawn, and
that's
then
right.
you just
don't
go.
Let them in.
No.
The germs. There's a lot of germs.
I don't even want the guys I'm conquering on my grass.
No. Forget about the whole conquering thing. It doesn't sound like you've thought this out.
Actually, I have.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I'm starting to see people's lawns. This is very exciting.
Yeah, I see some paths. A lot of lawns. Some snow still.
Some of my neighbors actually are totally snow free.
Wow.
My snow shall remain through hell.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be gone by like Labor Day.
That was very valley. Till when?
Labor Day.
All right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to miss it. Although there is you brought up on last week, there is a gigantic snow mountain on the
I haven't looked at it in a week. Rock.
It's still there.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And
it'll
now
be there for a while.
It's not white anymore, by the
yeah,
way.
It's brown.
Like really brown.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's bad. But it's still there. It's not quite as tall, but it's still open for skiing, and you can't get to the top without a ski lift.
I think what's going to happen, it's going to melt naturally, or they'll just get some water and squirt it down. Right? And lower it?
I don't know if you can squirt it down.
Why not?
And I don't know what we're talking about now.
The water. I mean, the mountain. You know.
I don't think squirting it down is a good idea.
Oh, all right. Maybe it'll melt just naturally, like everything else.
It's obviously going to melt naturally. I mean, it's going to be, this week's going to be in the 40s, which is kind of chilly for this time
of
year. But then the weekend in the 60s, and then beyond that, they don't even have a clue.
Really?
But I think this is, we're done.
Yeah.
I actually put the snow shovel away.
Well, how hard was that? Would you stick it in like a off to the side?
It's an annual ritual, Tori. It's more than that. I bring in a couple of Native Americans into the lawn.
Get out of here.
I do, and we circle the shovel and we go, I know more, so no snow, snow. And we dance around it.
And you say you're not religious.
No, I'm not, but I do. I am religious as far as objects are concerned. I worship the shovel.
Oh, you're superstitious.
Yeah, well, I guess that's
right. Most people are.
The mighty shovel.
Yeah.
In my heritage, the mighty shovel represents peace and love.
Okay, yeah. I saw a flag like that once. I did see someone on Facebook put their snowblower away with a big ceremony, but it was a snowblower. They put a picture and everything. No names. But yeah.
It might take a little bit more effort to put a snowblower away than a shovel, granted.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But it's a symbolic nature of it.
I guess
it
sure sounds that way.
The symbolic nature is that winter is over. I actually barbecued last week.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
With like the George Foreman grill in your kitchen?
No, outside.
Oh, wow.
Outside, I fired up the barbecue because the snow had melted off
that's
the barbecue.
That's crazy. Why would you do that now?
It was like 50 degrees out that day and it was sunny. Oh. So it was last
week. You're really
week.
Excited to get that summer started.
You have no idea. Well, I'm not excited about it because when it gets hot outside, I just stay inside with the air conditioning. So I'm not, that doesn't even work for me.
You just should never go out. You should just live inside like a freaking hermit. Do that.
Oh, heaven. What heaven that would be.
Yeah.
But you have to go out and get the mail.
And you got
to
make money somehow.
You do.
Right. I heard about that. I'll try it someday.
Because a lot of people believe in that still.
Well, I am working. I mean, I work when the elections come out, you know that. I'm a warden at the polls, so I'll work at the casino election, and everyone will come schlepping out, put their little vote up there. I think it makes a fucking difference.
Oh, my God. It doesn't, and you know it. But you don't tell them that, because obviously they wouldn't let you into the polling place.
Well,
you don't say, like, why do you bother? Why do you even bother coming here?
I could probably get away with it. I can get away with a lot, but only for so long.
Again, the only reason that I wouldn't vote is that when you walk into the polling place, they yell out your address. And I don't like that feeling.
I know.
Why do they yell it out like that? Why can't they just be quiet and go, okay?
I don't know. This is the law.
The law is to yell out someone's address?
It's to say it so it can be heard by other people.
Yeah. And isn't that like against the Privacy Act?
No, because if somebody else named Ron Van Dam came in and they tried that, they'd be like, hey, that's not Ron Van Dam. He was already here to vote. I don't know. It's something where they have
Tori,
to say it out
loud. These people can't remember what they had for breakfast. I mean, seriously.
I know. I know.
Seriously.
We had one lady come in. I won't say where. Somewhere in Brockton.
Walmart must be short of greeters that day.
It definitely was. Yeah, she was not going to have it. She always makes a stink when you say her name out loud, and she's like she's drunk or something.
That's me.
She says something, though, and she's obnoxious about it.
That's me.
And so I'm, you know what? You want to? I'll give it right back, lady. Oh. You want to try that? So she says, just stop doing my name loud.
Tori, she's my idol. She's my idol.
I said,
I think that's wonderful.
I said, you don't like it? Don't vote. And she threw the ballot right in my face and walked out.
Did she clip you?
My coffee went over. Made a little mess.
Sue?
No. I don't care. She didn't come back. You don't like it? Don't vote. These are the rules. Wow. In other countries, they're dying to vote. So, you know, if you don't like a rule, go lobby to change it. Jesus, what's wrong with you people? You don't know how things work? You don't like something, you lobby to change. You don't complain and complain and complain about it. Because no one wants to hear that.
Because
shut
up. Lobbying sometimes doesn't do anything because it's only the lobby groups with
all
the money.
Well, it's the only way you can do something. If you complain is going
to
do nothing.
But that's why nothing happens to work in this country is because it doesn't matter. If you don't have money behind you and power behind you, your voice gets lost
to
the guy
that does.
Well, make an effort.
I have no respect for someone that doesn't want to make any effort at all and just complain about something.
Write an email or something.
Shut up. Give me a solution. We know the problem. What's your solution? Yeah. That's all I'm interested in.
Yeah.
I know about the problem.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you admit it's a problem.
Lots of things are problems. Yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily a problem. I don't even care about that.
I'm afraid.
Stay home. You want to be private, stay home.
There's some guy with a truck ready to rob homes saying,
yeah.
All right, hey, the guy's not home at 27
they
Alexander
do that for funerals.
Street.
They do that for funerals. They look in the paper. Who's got a funeral? Yeah. Everyone's at the funeral home. Yeah. Go hit up the relatives' houses.
I know.
Happens all the time.
What a horrible
stay
time.
Fucking home.
What a horrible time.
Yeah, just stay home.
Stay. Have people come over to the house.
Get your guns and hole up in your house like your Ruby
you,
Ridge,
Tori.
And then no one will bother you because you're that paranoid.
I agree with you entirely.
Or live life like everybody else does.
Why do they do that?
What are you going
to
do?
Why do they? Well, see, it's a religious thing, but why do they have to do that? Why?
To what?
I never understood the open casket policy. I understand it. I get the open floor plan in a house. I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the open casket thing is like, why do I want to see?
I think that's
somebody,
a Catholic thing. I don't think we Protestants don't do it. We don't care about it. We don't. It doesn't matter.
Well, you can if you want.
The Jews, you got to throw them in the ground like within 24 hours, right?
You have to.
See,
you have to.
I don't understand all
you
this
You have
stuff.
To do that. I just don't understand why you would make somebody a wax figurine of somebody, basically, is what they
look. Oh, yeah.
Don't put makeup on my father.
They've been bombing you. They're sticking fluid inside you.
I can't. The best thing is the memory of when the person was viable.
That's why they put pitches all around. See,
I love that.
You like
concept.
That? All right. Well, they put the pitches
because
there.
That's isn't that what you want to remember?
Yes.
You don't want to. Oh my
They've
God!
They've been eaten away by cancer. Let's look at their corpse, please. The shell of the corpse.
My God! Oh, I see. You put his nose back together from the accident. It's just don't do that.
Well, then you got to shut it down. Don't open. You don't have to always be open, right?
No. Well, you do. I don't know if you do. Some people just go by what you're supposed to do as opposed to what they want.
I'm just afraid what they're going to do to me at the friggin' funeral parlor. Once you're dead, they can do whatever they want.
I don't think my orders are to be displayed personally.
Yeah, but you're a guy. Women are different.
Why, huh?
Because, I mean, there's crazy men out there. They're into necrophilia and stuff. You're going to
really?
Be in some trouble.
Seriously?
God. What a world. Just cremate me as fast as you can. As a matter of fact, I should just jump into an oven when I think I'm going to die and just cremate myself.
Why are men so sexual and women aren't? Is that a fallacy?
Look at the statistics
I'm gonna tell
of
you.
Everything
I'm going to tell you right now.
All right.
Well, you're right. There aren't a lot of female rapists. I can't think of any.
Catch a predator, lots of it. Go to Thailand.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So for some reason, guys...
There's not some reason. It's called a penis and testicles. And hormones, and they're out of their minds.
But women also get sensations.
Not as on the level of men.
Apparently not. I mean, I don't know.
It's
I'm
a
not
tool.
A woman.
I have a friend that says it's a tool.
How would a woman even know what the feeling is to a man, and how would a man ever know what the feeling is to a woman? You can't, unless you are that, or unless you're Bruce Jenner.
Right. Some people want to be both. They're just greedy.
Mm.
They want to have...
They want to be both.
Yeah. They want all kinds of sex...
I want everything.
Organs.
Yeah.
Or none.
So you're saying it's very possible that a man's orgasm or organism is far more rewarding than a female's?
No, I don't know if that's the case. I just think it's something that they can't, it's those hormones, those excitement feelings. That they're set off all day, every day.
Which a woman does not...
We're not set off all day, every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's maybe specific circumstances or whatnot, but men, who knows?
You know, I want to tell you something. Not every man is set off all day, every day.
Right. But they've done studies about how many times a day does a man think about sex. And they've counted and they've had, you know, studies. Mm. And if you think a guy does not think about sex every day, even one time a day, you're wrong.
And a woman doesn't.
I don't know. Not on the level of a man.
Okay.
Because they don't have testicles. There's something with those fucking testicles. They create something.
Awful. They are awful.
They need to castrate any bad guy. Castrate them.
We don't use them, by the way.
I don't know what
you mean. We don't use them at all.
Well, they're doing something bad. Maybe something good, making babies, but otherwise it's all bad.
I don't
bad.
Know what the fuck's in there. I think their storage facilities.
No.
I think came furniture in there. I have no idea.
They're just bad news.
I'm not using it. And if anybody ever touches them,
see,
including myself.
Yeah, you get kicked there. I heard it's a nightmare.
You have no idea.
Right. So
you
see,
you can't,
why even
you
have
can't,
them?
It's so bad, you literally, it kicks out your respiratory system.
I heard even thinking about it's bad. So,
yeah, it's true.
So there you
it's
go.
It's true.
Who needs those things? I wouldn't want them.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
Certainly not a doctor of those things.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the boys do.
It's terrible.
Don't touch them. Don't go near them. And
thank
yet,
you, God. What a wonderful God, huh? Puts those on the outside. There's your God for you. Look what he did to you.
Yeah, I know.
Hallelujah.
We've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not you and me and God.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Still don't have an answer for that one.
Of what?
Why I have to deal with the burning bush every day.
That's on you, man.
That's what happens if you don't use powder. That's what I call it.
Coal bombs?
Coal
bombs. Stuff smells like a Ben Gay factory.
Anyway.
Menthol. People that smell like menthol, you know they're hurting.
Absolutely. Even when they're sucking on menthol candy.
We've talked about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have done that.
I have done
it
that.
It makes the whole room smell like eucalyptus. Who enjoys
it's
that?
It's very similar to garlic, where the recipient smells it. The person that is creating that has no idea that that's being created at all.
At least it's a medicinal smell and not a funk.
Oh, I can't deal the funk. I cannot.
Yeah, no.
I cannot.
Old Greg. Look up Old Greg sometime. That is a funny little bit.
Old Greg?
Yes.
On what? Just a Google thing?
Yeah, just type it in someday. Old Greg. See what happens.
All right, I will.
My downstairs mix-up.
I'm going to have to write this
attached
down.
Attached to your rod, mother knicker.
All right. I don't know what you're saying.
Whatever.
The views and opinions of Tories are hers. I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah, we all know that.
Anyway.
And they're everybody else's, but they just don't want to admit it. I just say things out loud that everyone is thinking.
That's what we always hope that that's the case.
Right. Because no one has the balls to say these things out loud. And they don't
actually
have the forum.
I physically do have the balls to do it.
And you have the forum to do it.
Yeah.
But most people just like secretly, you know, keyboard, cowboy. Oh,
Tori, this is simply a forum for my balls is all this really is.
That's gross.
What a
forum
great,
for your balls.
What a great name for a book.
Oh, it kind of is.
Form from my balls.
All right, I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
But not in the other way.
No.
No. All right. Yuck.
Balls are outrageous.
I know that as a man, I should know what they're really used for, but I got to be honest with you, I kind of really don't.
They sound like a nuisance, to be honest.
I don't know what goes on in them.
Look up its biology.
And I also don't understand why they are so vulnerable, why they are so unprotected, why there is not like an armadillo will
because
have
it's
a hard
joke.
Core.
It's a fucking joke.
I don't think the Lord above makes jokes of his creations.
Balls are a
quote
joke.
Unquote.
Nah, I'm not buying it. I don't want them.
I'm going to ask you a question that I've never asked any woman before. And I hope that we're familiar enough that I can ask you this question.
All right. If it's still about balls, though, I'm all set with the ball talk.
It's not about balls.
All right.
If somebody whacked you in the tits,
right?
Would that hurt?
Probably.
Any more than it would be if they whacked you in the arm or the elbow?
Yeah, probably.
Are
I
they
guess.
Tender?
Yeah, I guess there's some sort of something going on
but
there.
But they're certainly more of a skin cover than the boys downstairs.
Yeah, because that's just like,
that's octopus, man. That is a fucking octopus.
I thought we were talking
octopus.
About the balls anymore.
Because I can't get off of this thing.
God,
you
can't
brought
get off
it up. All right, fine. All right. Okay. Well, this has been pleasurable for most people to listen to.
I doubt that.
Tori, I believe that a person can go through 30 years of their life and not ever talk about their balls.
They
the way
should.
That,
they should never
they
discuss
don't.
It.
It's not like we sit around a campfire and go like
talk.
What? No, not at all.
Don't talk about
but
it.
But do women get together and say, let's talk about those strange things
yeah,
that
we
hang
do. So it's probably happened.
Probably happened, or do you do it?
I mean, I don't have friends, number one. We talked about that. I don't sit around with friends and talk about balls or anything else.
You used to have friends.
I used to.
And did you talk about balls?
Once in a while. It might have
Seriously,
happened. It might
really
have happened.
Did.
And maybe. Well, I'm not, I wouldn't rule it out.
Kind of interesting. I've never,
and, just to mock
I have
them.
Never talked about it to other guys.
Just to mock
ever.
It. It's a, mock, it's a mockable
either, but.
Conversation, you know. Like, what's going on with balls?
What's up with those things?
Yeah, that's
it's not,
crazy.
It's not in a Seinfeld routine.
Well, Robin Williams.
What's up with that?
Well, Robin Williams actually had a joke about that back in the day. He said, come on, ladies. It's a, what are you doing there? It's a three-piece set. Don't ignore the balls or something.
Oh, what's wrong with him? Don't touch that. What? See, he doesn't even know. See, he doesn't
he
know.
He was awesome.
He didn't know what he was talking about because you don't touch them and they're not part of the set.
I think you're wrong.
What the hell do you do with them?
I'm not going to talk about it, but I he's right.
He's wrong.
I don't know. Well,
oh, well, look, I'm a guy, Tori. I don't see
don't get around enough. Excuse me. Boy, I have something in my throat.
Yeah. I bet you do.
It's called phlegm, and I'm not getting better. I'm getting worse. Really cute, Ron. Really cute. Not for a long time, actually.
That's pretty funny. All right. Hey, Tori, thank you so much for your indulgence here.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Foghorn. Leghorn.
Leghorn. I was going to. You got. I'll let
we
you have it.
We are old. We are so fucking
I'll
old.
I let you have it.
Thank you.
For those of you that want to see the Tori and Ron experience in concert, you can't, but you can
when
see
when that casino's
us.
Built, man, we're going to be headlining. Just keep that in mind.
They should build a room in the casino and for live podcasts.
Oh, it'll happen.
Would you want to do this in front of a live audience?
Sure. Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? Anybody but us, perhaps?
Yes, perhaps.
Don't know.
Don't know.
Hey, look, I tell you something. If I get a cheap drink in my hand and watch this stuff,
yeah,
I'd do it.
Why not?
I'd do it.
Why not?
God.
This is where our money's going to come from.
Right. And I don't know what that says about business these days, but fine. Her name is Tori. My name is Ron. You can watch us on the thing, the cable E-cat. Thing. But you don't have to. It's out of the town of Easton,
right,
in Massachusetts.
Right, you can watch it on the internet.
You can. You Google ECAT, E-C-A-T.
.org.
Or .org if you're not. Well, that would be the direct address.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Right.
ECAT. I think everybody Googles anyway.
Have I been drinking again? What's in this?
Not just yet, necessarily.
Oh, it'll happen.
So go to ECAT and then watch a thing, and you'll see Ron Van Damme Show, and you can see what we actually look like. And
you can see radio.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right. Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace. Thank you. Bye, everybody. Okay.